to season 3 of Double D20s. This is episode 7 of Shifter's Ridge Will Never Die. My name is Tori. I am your DM. My pronouns are she, they, and these are our players.
Hi, my name is Shalina, and I use she, her pronouns. And I play Shatha Johnson, who also uses she, her pronouns. Shatha is a level 9 fighter and a level 1 barbarian with the Eldritch Knight subclass.
Hi, I'm Dahlia, and I use she, her pronouns. And I am playing Aus Deshay, who also uses she, her pronouns. She is a level 10 gunslinger light cleric multiclass. And she found some things out about herself last session.
Hello, my name is Allison. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Gabriel, who uses any and all pronouns. They are a changeling level 10 College of Eloquence bard.
Hey, Steven here. I play Young Mayberry, who uses he, him as pronouns. He's a half-elf drunken master, monk level 10 now. We've grown up since the last time you saw us.
Last episode, we got gayer than before. In the beginning of last episode, Shatha and Aust got into an altercation over Shatha telekinetically shoving Alvaretta, and then Shatha went to do some digging around the Cranshaw Heston house and found out that Boudicker Cranshaw Heston, Bill's younger brother, is also now missing as of midday. And then Shatha went to Gabriel's house, cried, then they fucked.
We had a romantic dinner first.
I made her dinner first, okay? Gabe is classy.
You're right. Reed does know how to treat a lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, Aust offered a woman a pre-used bottle of alcohol. And that's all.
Two different kinds of romance.
Yeah, so we followed Young from the bar to Aurora's Light, and Young gave a confessional and presumably passed out from simply the emotion. Then Aust went to take out her feelings with some ammunition. Alvaretta wanted to leave because her neighbors were having an emotional time, and she went to find Aust, who was also having an emotional time. And they had a cute little heart-to-heart over said used bottle of liquor. Then they made out, and also fucked.
That really captures the beauty and the emotional turmoil of that moment very well.
It does.
If they want the good bits of the episode, not that the fucking wasn't good, I'm assuming we all climaxed, you'll just have to go back and listen to the episode.
Performance roles?
Wait, I believe I've got expertise in performance, so...
I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm just saying, I rolled a 19.
Alright.
Aust rolled a 16, so like, you know, that's pretty good.
Hey, Alvaretta got an 18!
Wow, everyone had good sex.
Okay, so I only rolled an 11, but that's a 24.
See, exactly. 20, 24, like... It was great.
Gabriel is the living embodiment of, like, sex is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still good.
Because, yeah, it's a plus 13 for her performance.
I'm so weak right now.
I'm also dead that all of our dice said no. We need to agree. It was good.
They fucked and it was good.
So, we are brought to the morning. We'll head over to Gabriel's residence. What does the morning look like for y'all?
Probably cuddling? Gabriel loves to cuddle.
For the first time in a long time, Shatha's not going to get up super early. Shatha's also going to release, like, get rid of her horror for, like, the first time in a very long time, just, like, release that spell. And is just, like, enjoying the moment rather than trying to think of anything else to do. So, yeah, cuddle.
Yeah, lots of cuddles. Eventually, Gabriel would probably get up and put on that ridiculous robe. Just incredibly impractical. In the best of ways.
Shatha's yet again gonna, like, comment on how great Gabriel looks in the robe. He's gonna be like, that looks really great on you. It just really does.
Thank you. I like it a lot. It adds a certain dramatic flair, even when you're just going around the house. Would you like some coffee? Maybe breakfast in bed.
Sounds wonderful.
So they'd go out, super basic breakfast, probably just some, like, toast, maybe some eggs, and some coffee. They'd bring it back, crawl back into bed. Yeah, so it would just be sort of like a chill morning. They're pretty close to where it is that they have to go keep, like, investigating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Gabe would be in a hurry to pop the emotional bubble that has been created. And the feeling of safety and intimacy that she has cultivated.
Gotha also does not want to pop the bubble. They just want to exist in this bubble until we have to leave. Until someone basically is like, okay, we gotta go.
Yeah. Should probably go knock on their door.
That message spell might be a good idea.
To which Gabe will answer in the ridiculous robe and be like, hello.
So maybe we do hop over to Austin Hour.
We touched base, but did you really think that Gabe was going to be the one to go, like, searching for her ex and the person that the person who she just slept with was jealous of?
No, fair enough, fair enough. In every other episode, shot that has been like the one to be like, all right, and now I'm going to go look for this thing. So I really haven't had to worry.
Yeah, but Shasta knows she has to apologize for being a dick, and she doesn't want to feel those emotions yet because she's in a good place.
She's like, listen, I'm happy right now. No one else in the world exists.
Literally, that's Shasta.
She's in a good place. Once.
Yeah, so Ost, what does the morning look like for us?
I think Ost might be trying to kind of like drink in the moment a little bit. There's a bit of uncertainty to her this morning. Just kind of like join it, maybe like running like fingers over Alvaretta for a bit before, like, you know, like tracing like somebody's back while you're holding them, that kind of thing. Before finally like getting up and making some food for what she presumes to be a party of three.
Yes, I believe so. I believe Young is still passed out on the couch.
She gets dressed enough. She's not quite near, like, her normal, like, done up with the coat and everything, but, like, she is decent. And goes and makes them all breakfast and calls them in to the kitchen to, like, eat, I guess. And then, as they're kind of sitting there, she, like, says, I guess we have to go rally the rest of us.
I think Alvaretta probably would have, like, scooched her chair as physically close to you as possible. I think probably as soon as you got up to cook, she would have, like, noticed the lack of body heat in the bed and just sort of trailed her way. I have a moment in my head of Alvaretta, like, coming out. No, come back to bed. Realizes Young is still on the couch and then, like, scurries back into the room to put clothes on.
I mean, if that's what you want to have happened, it can happen.
That's what I want to have happened.
So Ost rolled a one at that. So, like, there's this nervous, like, little, like, giggle, I guess, at, like, Alvaretta, like, getting that close to her and, like, just red-faced. But, like, also trying not to address it because there's somebody else here and she doesn't know what to do. And also, like, is she really even allowed to do that? I don't know.
Alvaretta will, in a discreet kind of way, like, reach her hand down and, like, set a comforting hand on your knee. And,
that only makes Ost more
worse.
Just panicking.
It does the opposite.
Starting to melt.
Tucks it behind her back, just like, yeah, I suppose that's probably, best. Young, after your sort of emotional roller coaster of a night, as everyone kind of had, how is Young feeling on this very sober morning for him?
First of all, hungover as hell. But also, like, low-key at peace a little bit. Because, you know, he was able to let out a lot of those, like, you know, dark thoughts and emotions. I guess he feels more, not calmer, but like just relieved. I think that's the best way to describe it. Morning, Alvaretta.
Young, how are you feeling this morning?
I heard your night was very uplifting.
Ost drops her fucking fork.
Yeah, I had a pretty good night.
Sure you did. Looks directly at Ost.
Ost cannot look Young in the eyes.
But this morning, I guess, does anyone know, I suppose we can talk about this more once we meet up with, Rian the Stranger, but, does anyone know, are we looking to go back there fairly soon?
I mean, it's really our only lead, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything else.
Might as well.
Alrighty, does anyone maybe want to let them know we are coming? Because...
Isn't the church closer to the canyon than Gabe's house?
Fair enough,
Ost will send a message. Meet at the church in an hour.
Fine by me.
Sounds good with me.
Give them a time, I suppose.
Yeah, I am not too interested in hearing the aftermath of their night. However,
Oh, trust me, the whole neighborhood heard the aftermath of your night.
You know, young... Drunk and sober, you just don't know how to keep your mouth shut, do you?
I do not.
Ost is literally going to go hide in the confessional booth, pulling both of the fucking curtains closed, and she is quietly whispering, like, forget for forgiveness, I guess. I don't know. She's panicking.
Said 10 Hail Marys.
I've thrown away my entire life for one night of passion.
Everyone knows about it. In reality, it's just fucking young.
The town will label me a harlot and run me out.
As soon as Oz leaves, Alvarado is gonna be like, young, maybe don't push too hard. I know it's probably funny, and I know you don't really typically see much action as I do.
I'm sorry. What was that absolutely brutal, cold-blooded read you just did on Young?
So maybe just keep it light this morning.
All right.
I appreciate it. I am gonna go check in. But do you need anything? I'm pretty sure Oz doesn't have a large collection of drinking equipment, but do you need me to move anything, lock any doors?
So you can't drink.
Oh, Oz already keeps all the alcohol in the church locked up.
Oh, I was so confused. I'm like, what the fuck are you getting at with this?
No, Young said, I forgot that I wanted to get sober last night. Now that I'm sober, I would like to get drunk.
I didn't know that was like a real thing I have to continually do.
I thought I could just say it once and it would happen.
Actually, between you and me, I would really appreciate it to keep the alcohol away from me. Trying to cut down on it. Cut down a little bit on it. Much appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty sure there's nothing in here, but I'll make sure that Bill knows not to let you in. I'm sure he'll be real appreciative.
You can let me in to have a snack, but not to drink.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Alrighty, well, I am gonna go check on Ost. And she's gonna, like, head out, see the congressional booth set up.
Confessional?
Oh, wow.
But yes, she's gonna see the confessional booth set up. I guess she'll go, she'll slide open the curtain, and she'll sit down because she doesn't really know what else to do. And she'll just sort of wait a beat, and if you don't say anything, then she'll start talking.
I would like to confess my sins. Last night, I fucked you. You're saying that's not what Alvarado would say?
I feel like it should be.
No, it 100% would be.
Yeah, Ost is going to be quiet.
A little bit of Gabe's fucking way of speaking to people. It's kind of bled over into Alvarado.
Just sort of rubbed off.
Just sort of rubbed off. While they were doing all the other rubbing.
So she'll probably look up because she doesn't quite know where to look. She could just look forward, but she didn't really do this kind of thing. And she'll just be like, so, obviously, don't want to make anyone uncomfortable, but it seems to be like you are dealing with some things. Is there anything I can do? Seem to have a sin of ignorance this morning.
I don't know.
You know, no divine retribution has been cast upon me. I have not burst into flames. I have not suffered any kind of wrath. So, yeah, I'm just dealing with a bit of confusion. It's as if there was never that much of an issue. I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I'm quite lost, to be completely honest with you.
No, I understand that. It's definitely something to come to terms with. Is the right way to say that, I suppose. I myself am not too well in versed in the language of religion. Maybe there's someone, either like a dedicated member of the faith or like, that you could ask?
I'm not going to speak to my father about how I slept with the daughter of the founder of the town, i.e. his ex-party member. I don't really see that being the most comfortable of conversations.
Not only party members, friends, neighbors. I wasn't immediately assuming your dad, because that would be quite awkward for you and also for me. I was just wondering if maybe there was someone more I could do some reading.
Are you wanting to learn more?
Well, if it's important to you, then it's important to me. I never really kind of felt the need to go for myself.
Oz takes a moment and she's like, would you like to know where to start?
Yeah.
Kneel.
She's gonna follow direction.
So she opens up the curtain and she like grabs Alvaretta by the chin and just kisses her and says, it's gonna be all right. I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
So this ends the scene with, I don't believe there's anything wrong with this either, and quite frankly, this is quite an enjoyable angle for myself. If you need, there's still about 45 minutes until our friends get here.
Ost steps in and closes the curtain. And then, yeah, we can go to the rest of the party joining.
Oh my god.
Not that. 45 minutes later, after.
Everybody gets in on it. All in the one confessional
booth. Trigger warning for this episode, sacrilegious.
Did you actually message us, though? Because it was right when Young was like, everyone heard y'all last night, and then Oz got embarrassed.
She did.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, did we get the message?
She did that real quick, yeah.
Anyway, everyone rolling up to the church.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabe's going to be just they're like changeling form today. They don't feel like making people comfortable right now.
I love it.
Alpha's going to want to hold Gabe's hand the entire way there.
They'll do that. They'll fuck with that.
So gay.
Holding hands.
Gay.
The most gay thing that has happened in this episode so far.
Steven said sex? Yeah, that's normal. Holding hands?
Holding hands? Gay.
In front of everyone?
What a gay old time.
But yeah, so how are we set up?
In the church?
Yeah.
Oh, Aust will be up at the front by this point. Like, she's got herself together, I'm hoping. And so she's towards, like, the altar, making sure to lay out, you know, daily offerings. She's doing her praying.
Alvaretta is going to be wherever, like, slightly behind wherever Aust is, in very much that little, like, first day of work, you're being trained. I'm just going to sit here and watch, because I don't know what else to do. Young, where are you sitting? Where are you hanging out?
I'm just sitting in the most comfortable chair that I can find. Meanwhile, I have, a whole cup of coffee, and it's like my sixth cup because I'm trying really hard to be sober. My boy is struggling.
Young is like shaking,
trying so hard. It's been 2 hours.
He's struggling, yeah.
My willpower is running out.
Gabriel just kind of walks in. Good morning. Everyone ready to go? I assume we need to make a pit stop for those possibly magic weapons you had mentioned?
Yeah, we can head that way. This morning,
first, I think this is the perfect place for me to say I'm sorry for harsh words that I said previously. It has been made a bit more clear to me that the thing that matters when we're in that kind of a situation is that we stuck together and every single one of us survived. And any fight you can walk away from is a good one. And I'm glad you're okay. And thank you for fighting by my side.
Also rolled shit composure for both of both Oth and Alvaretta. So Shatha's just gonna start groveling. She's like, I'm sorry I projected my feelings that I didn't know I could have onto you. And I was feeling bad about Gabe liking Austin and the fact that I felt like I was a piece of shit in that fight and didn't do enough and projected that on Alvaretta. And I'm just really sorry. And I don't know what came over me.
I'm just going to walk over in the middle of this because like she can tell that this is going to keep going. And she's like patting the top of Shatha's head. Like, it's all right. It's all right, Shatha. It's calm down. Like, has hands on her shoulders. Like, it's gonna be okay.
Your hands are wet. Your hands are damp.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
While this is happening, Alvaretta's gonna like lean over the side and like mouth at Gabe, like, you like Ost? Like, check it in real quick, like, or is that a...
I mean, she's gorgeous, obviously, and repressed as hell, and that's just hot.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But accounted for.
Sure.
Great. Shatha, it's really alright. You'll be water under the bridge, as they say. Unless, of course, we're all good then.
Yeah.
I believe Young also has an announcement this morning as well that he would like to share.
Fine. I'd like everyone to know that I'm finally going to stop drinking. And I would appreciate all your support. And I apologize for any disgusting and vile things I have said and done recently. And hope that you can find it in your hearts to forgive me.
Tasha's gonna go hug Young and say, I'm proud of you for making this tough decision. And like, pat his back really hardly.
Now that the emotions are unlocked, they are all unlocked.
Young.
They're all out.
There's no stopping it.
Young is like, you know when like a baby like gets hit really hard?
Well, I think that about sums it up for us. We need to head on over to Faust Manor.
Oh, wait, the Crenshaw boy is missing, and I have this jar of a fabric. I don't know if it means anything to anyone, all of these different fabrics, but it's something he was doing, and he went missing, I guess, or something, collecting fabric. I was just going to smell it to see if I can trace his scent.
Could I take a look at it?
Yeah, I'll still hand it to you.
All right. I, as it turned out, chose divination as one of my fourth level spells. So Ost will take it, the jar. She will go up to the altar in this here house of the Lord. And she will focus on it and cast divination. There's also, she has a smattering of like coinage and jewels that are on the altar. She's lit some incense. She has clasped her hands. She's standing over it at this point, and there's just kind of a glow emanating from the magic she's using. And she asks, what is the purpose of this collection of fabrics? It says the GM offers a truthful reply. The reply might be a short phrase, a cryptic rhyme, or an omen.
The jar itself is a collection of fabrics that Boudicca has taken from different locations around town in order to begin working on and studying manipulating each of the different fabrics into armor and clothing and decorative pieces.
Ost is literally going to turn around and say, Yeah, Boudicca fancies himself a tailor. This is kind of useless. Let's go to the canyon. Well, first, let's go to Foss Manor.
I'm just going to sniff it then to see where it's been.
Go ahead! Give me a survival roll?
A 19.
19? You can smell dust and dirt. It smells also a little burnt. Fried, if you will.
Motherfucker was on fire. I don't know. Do we need to go deep in the earth? I relay that to the party. Sounds great. Shelf has no idea what that means.
Foss Manor? Alright, just lead the way, Alvaretta.
Of course. It might be best if I go in first and just see how Dad's feeling.
Alright.
In that kind of manner. Austin, I feel like you're more than welcome to come with me.
Just wait outside. It's fine, honestly. I don't really want to see your dad.
No, honestly, if you never see him again, that might be best for you.
That would be best. 100%. I never, ever want to see him again.
Right. Glad we're on the same page about that. And so she's going to, like, go in. And Austin, are you going to go with her?
Austin, like, kind of takes a moment, like, looking back and forth between the groups. And then just kind of, like, scurries behind her real quick. She's like, I'll be right back. And then runs into the door. Or runs through the door, I mean, like the open door. Honestly, you know what? No, it's a double door, right?
Probably.
Runs into the non-open door.
Yeah, she was nervously looking back and forth, back and forth, and she's like, I'll be right back. And then she starts to follow and just right into the one door that's closed, and then like shakes her head and then like runs in.
You good?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm great.
Okay, let's do this thing. So she is gonna just, like, sort of lead you through the house and then poke her head kind of into the different rooms, just looking to see if anybody is here or around. She'll leave you at the bottom of the stairs when she goes to, like, check upstairs, just in case anything in particular is happening. It's a fairly big house in terms of, like, there's a lot of rooms. All of the doors have archways rather than being, like, completely open or, like, completely closed. You can kind of hear, you know, her opening different doors, just calling out in general. Well, that's... And then she's gonna, like, scurry back down the stairs, just be like, he's not here? Which is interesting. Maybe... Okay, so he's not here. So maybe they should come in here, so that if he comes home...
I send a message.
Yeah. Just have him come in.
To Gabe, specifically, I say, looks like nobody's home. It might be best if you scurry inside.
All right. I'm used to sneaking into Alvaretta's house, after all.
I wouldn't know.
I think the whole town knows. Or knew. I don't know.
Sure. All right.
And he'd sort of look over at, Shatha. Apparently... The master of the house is not home, so we can go inside.
You sure that's a good idea?
No, I'm not. But I can always cast invisibility and just literally leave. Just disappear. I can take you with me on one of those spells, so you could disappear too.
Sounds good.
They go inside.
Is Young coming inside with us?
Young follows Oz for most of the time, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wherever she goes, he goes.
Alright, that...
Young's already inside.
Young was inside, we didn't know.
His sobriety buddy. His sponsor, as it were.
No, as soon as you get in, Alvaretta is just gonna, like, not look at you, but just sort of, like, coyly be like, weird coming in the front door, isn't it?
But...
It works.
Oh, please. As if you weren't the one who was demanding that I come in your bedroom window.
Yeah, no, that's fair. She's flattening in the mood.
That is a little one that Oz just rolled to be like,
I just rolled a one too.
I feel like Oz and Shatha are both just like sweating and just like So, yeah, totally a normal conversation between each other, right?
Jotha's loudly gritting her teeth. Doesn't know how to respond to any of it.
Nothing to be concerned about.
We're all friendly, right? Right? Just making a joke.
Jotha's just bobbing her head. A little too aggressively, though. Just the whole neck's moving. Gritting teeth that you can hear.
Yeah, why don't we head upstairs to his study? We'll just take what we need, and he won't know the better. He's got a million things up in there.
All right.
Are you sure?
Never.
A moment of pure panic just flashes over Shoffle's face because she can't hide anything.
It's fine. It's fine. Honestly.
I'm not one to steal. Stealing makes me sweat.
Apparently. A lot of things do, but it's really fine.
It's warm out here. Y'all don't have central air.
I don't know what that is.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, okay. But it's really fine. He's been in and out of the house most of the last week or so.
Honestly, he deserves it. Don't feel bad, Shotha.
Yeah.
He holds everything. Don't feel bad. He's a dick.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here that could help these people. So I take what I can.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Heavy breathing.
It is the duty of the rich to feed the poor. So I suppose we can shift the scripture just a little bit.
Shotha has her reservations, but she's just going to go along with the party.
She is going to take you up the stairs down to the farthest room in the house. You're gonna pick the lock to her dad's study. Got an 18 and a 14. I did it with advantage. She's done it before. And she's gonna bring you in to what honestly looks like, for most of the people that live here in Shifter's Ridge, the biggest room you've ever seen. Of just walls lined with shelves of things in, like, neatly labeled built-in wooden boxes so you can kind of see what's in there. But it's still somewhat closed in, so it doesn't, like, touch everything else. And there's, like, three shelves in the center of the room that go just, like, straight back. But it's kind of like a built-in inventory style. Like, you walk down and then back up. Each of the rows are dead ends. You can't let go in on the other side. But, yeah. So she takes you in, and she's like, he doesn't totally look in here a whole bunch unless he's looking for something. So... we could probably each get away with something if you're looking for it, like a handful. We'll probably be fine. I'm not gonna grab anything, but if you guys want something, and then just give me an investigation check.
Hopefully, I don't get a fucking that one. 15. Nope, 14. I can do math.
That's a 9.
Young, are you rolling?
That's an 18 for me for Ost.
I got a 2.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I don't know. I have to look at my sheet again.
I'll look.
Thank you.
You get +0.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, damn. You got a 2.
Okay, why don't we start with the lowest? Young, what would you be looking for, kind of, in this room?
I would probably be looking for something long range, because I feel like I do too many things short range, so I want something a little bit longer. Mid to long range.
Okay. But you find essentially what is like this long steel javelin that is like kind of jagged on either end. The moment that like your hand sort of grazes it, it shocks you just a little bit. Go ahead and take 1 point of damage.
What?
It makes you feel a little less hungover.
I can only imagine.
So you can add the javelin of lightning to your...
This is really cool. I really like this.
You're welcome.
That was a 2. Imagine a good roll like Oss.
Listen, Young needs all the help he can get. So he has really shitty luck when it comes to rolling them die.
He does! He does! Trust me! So then, next up is Gabe. Why don't you tell me what Gabe is looking for?
They'd probably look for something to help protect themselves. You know, that 14 AC is Not great. Like, yeah, like shield or cloak of protection kind of style.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So among sort of the different rows of shelves, you can find one box that it's just labeled 2E from R. Almost looks glittery, but it's like a shining, somewhat thin layer of armor that doesn't initially look like it's very much or gonna do very much of anything, and tucked in one of the little flaps in the chest plate, your regular old like gold style ring. For the audience members at home, you get the armor of Fuck That Hurt.
That's amazing.
So while wearing this armor, you have resistance to three of the following types of damage. I'll let you pick: cold, fire, radiant, thunder, psychic, and lightning, but vulnerability to bludgeoning and force damage. So a little bit of invulnerability to magic. And then, Shatha, my dear, what are you looking for?
She would be looking for something to either replace her whip or her war picks that are in her boots.
Okay. So, Shatha, rummaging among the items here, you can find what looks essentially like something similar to the current whip that you have. But as soon as you, like, pick it up and start to play with it, like, a little bit in your hands, you can kind of feel something at, like, the edge of the back of your brain, like, tugging toward it a little. And you, for the audience members, once again at home, have the whip of dealing with emotional trauma. And so the whip gives you +2 bonus to attack, attacks against undead creatures are at disadvantage, but when you hit a creature with this weapon, it deals an extra 1d6 of psychic damage.
I have to feel my emotions, and so do you.
Exactly. And then finally, that leaves us with us. Baby, what are you looking for?
Probably anything that's... Honestly, I'm just going by aesthetic. Like, anything holy, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of vibe.
So, as you're, like, rummaging through the items here, you can find among the collection of, like, books and rosaries and other religious items that he's kind of just shoved into a corner is this bracelet of dark brown beads that, like, wrap around and clasps, but they hang off the wrist a little.
Okay.
For the audience members at home, they are the holy beads of Nothing I Can't Handle. This item allows for the next time you take damage of the same type, you take half damage and add the other half to your next attack roll, excluding psychic and poison damage.
Ost will probably, like, roll back her left sleeve a bit, so it's, like, about here, and so, like, it's just the beads wrapped up and around the wrist on her left hand, and she leaves it like that.
Beautiful. And then that's all the things that you find in here. And so Alvaretta is just going to kind of hang off to the side, and it's just going to really quickly, once it sort of looks like everyone is like fiddling with what they've picked up, is just going to be like, are we good? Are we all set?
I think we're good to go.
Okay. That is good. So we should head out as quickly as possible. And she's gonna, like, shuffle you guys out of the door, close and relock the door on her way out. As you guys are sort of leaving out of the house and heading downstairs, as you guys are leaving the house, Oz, you are actually gonna get just, like, a little message in your head from your dad, and it's just gonna, Oz, you all right? Things are getting scary here in town. You're not still down at the canyon, are you?
No, where are you? Things are scary. Do you need my help?
No, I'm okay on my own. Will you swing by the house and check on Telder, though?
Yeah.
I've been out all morning.
Yeah, I can do that. And Ost, before she even explains, she, like, turns and she starts actually running, because it doesn't feel good, this message from her dad. And then she'll, like, call back, like, things in town are weird. I gotta check on Telder. And she just sprinting.
Do we go in town? Do we follow off?
What do you do?
I'm gonna go help a homie out. and sprint behind her as well. See if he needs any help.
Perhaps, Alvaretta, you want to go help them? Maybe we can go get an eye on what's apparently happening in town. See if they need more assistance.
Yeah, I can definitely go with Austin Young. Just shoot a little head thing if you need any help.
Will do.
And then Alvaretta is gonna break out sprinting.
Autobots, roll out.
Weak. Okay. We are gonna quick cut to town before we go to what's happening at the Deshay house. Where are you guys headed?
That was small.
The cactus.
Mr. Saguaro!
Gotta go see Mr. Saguaro.
It's the center of town! If something's going on in town, you can probably see it from the cactus.
Facts.
I love Mr. Saguaro. Okay, yeah, so you guys head to the cactus, and then you can essentially see what looks like most, if not all, of the town very crowded near the mayor's office. And sort of like, not necessarily like horde style, like, let us in, but very like huddled up, if you will.
I think we should go see what's happening. If the town is turning against the mayor, I would like to be there. There's like a sick sort of like satisfaction in the thought.
Are we turning against the mayor?
You already are. Like, do you remember? Do you not remember yesterday in his office?
It wasn't like a game. It was just the answers. But I mean, like, yeah, I would like to be a part of that too.
Yes, obviously. Let's go.
He sweats more than me.
Gabe living for the drama. Let's go.
Shafa just wants to see if he's still afraid. Yeah, like if he's still intimidated.
Like, up into the crowd, gonna just, like, cast, detect thought and just, like, bounce around getting the sort of...
Oh, boy.
...vibe of this crowd. The surface-level thoughts of, like, all the people in the crowd just, like, bouncing around. Like...
Oh, my God, there's so many people.
What's the hot goss?
The hot goss.
How many people are in this town? Like, 30?
Enough is the answer.
Like, yeah, about 30. So, like, it's, and as I said, it's most of the town. So the only people that are, like, noticeably would be missing are, like, obviously the children from the orphanage, and then Rhi, you would notice that Bill.
I'm looking for his bread.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, give me a perception check from the both of you. And then I'll give you surface level thoughts.
Oh, yeah! That's a natural 20.
Oh, amazing.
I got a 9. I'm proficient in perception, and I got a 9.
9? Shatha, you don't really know a lot of people here, so you can't really tell who's not here. But, Gabe, as you're sort of, like, bouncing around from thought to thought, and you're hearing things along the sorts of, like, can't believe nothing's happening, why is no one doing anything, oh my god, where is my kid, oh my god, where is my brother?
Mass disappearance. Bunch of people disappeared.
Bunch of people disappeared. Actually, in reality, the Cranshaw-Heston family makes up half the population. Not half the population, but a good quarter. It's a big family. As you're sort of hopping around, and you can just hear the absolute panic, like, thoughts of Dean Faust. Like,
yeah.
Cowardly hanging off to the side of the door of the mayor's office, just like I don't know what's going on, I don't know what I'm supposed to say, what do they want from me, I can't go find these kids.
Eats it up. She's like, yes, suffer.
But as you're sort of like hopping from person to person, you're gonna notice that pretty significant faces that you would assume have been here, Aldo and Ephraim and Roy, are not here. Considering, like, you're assuming that Oz got a message from her dad to go check on Telder, and so you would think that if there's something happening, he would be here at least. There's, like, no real evidence that Ephraim wasn't at the house and is supposed to be here. But that's what you get from that. Are you doing anything, saying anything?
And Shatha, take a stroll over and look in the little tiny holes in the looping pole to see if anyone's in there.
Yeah? It really looks like nobody's been in there.
Yeah. So Gabe gets the idea that more people went missing. That's kind of the vibe, is that, like, a bunch of people have gone missing. like new people. It's like at least one more little boy is gone missing. So it's like, is there yet another like local who's gone missing? Like they're just kind of trying to figure out what the kickoff for this was. Like what was the last straw?
The youngest of the Crowler sisters is in here. Being the only notable family that's not originally made up of the adventuring party. For Esserine to not be here, like, to go missing is, like, weird. Like, she wouldn't have gone off and gone and done anything. So it's not yet so that, like, people are like, oh my god, everyone's going missing. Because Esserine also isn't the same age as the kids who had gone missing previously. Like, she isn't around, like, it's not, like, children being attacked. So this is, like, the first sentence of, like, maybe it truly is random. So people are just kind of freaking out in a general of, like, what's happening to people? Why are we not getting any information?
Yeah, you'd probably just, like, just watch. Like, there's not really anywhere that they can go or do anything until the rest of the crew shows up. So just kind of enjoying the feeling of the entire town turning on Dean.
Dean is, like, he's, like, making statements, but in, like, a really, like, futile way. It's, like...
Yeah, they just, like, focus on his surface thoughts and just live in his panic and get the sickest sense of satisfaction out of it.
Man, just freaking out. So then we'll switch over to Aust, who has been sprinting home. Young, who is following, and then Alvaretta, who has passed Young, but is, like, jogging so that she can still keep an eye on it. Actually, technically, no, I don't think that would actually, Young is so fast.
Young is faster than both Alvaretta and Aust.
Young's just like, ha, he just hit.
He's probably Naruto running on the rooftops so fast.
Love it.
He jumping from roof to roof.
Aust, you run up on your house and Young is waiting at the door.
Aust bursts through the front door and is just yelling out, Tilder! Tilder! All over the house.
No response. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I suppose that is a nat 20.
Yeah, so you can immediately assume that he's not here, but you do notice, like, this tiny scrap of paper that's been left on your counter.
I check it out.
In Telder's handwriting, it is a note written to your dad, and it just reads, gonna figure this out with your help or not. Dad headed to go find Kay and Bo.
And I would know those are friends about his age. And they presumably went missing, is what I'm gathering.
You can presume that Kay is referenced to the first boy that...
Kenson?
Yeah, Kenson. And then Bo is Bodeker, so Bill's little brother.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, 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 no. Aust is already flying back out the front door, heading to the canyon. And she sends a panicked message, like,
okay,
to her dad, tell her gone. Heading to Canyon, and then another panicked message to Gabe, probably, like, he's gone, they're gone, going to the Canyon. Like, I'm not putting this in her voice because it's literally just, like, the idea of the thought is getting along to you. Like, there's no coherence to her right now.
Yeah. Gabe, give me an initiative roll. I want to know whose message gets through first.
18 plus 5.
Okay. Yeah, that beats my 19. So, go ahead and send off your message. Like, your response. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just like, Gabe cannot send messages.
I was thinking that when Alvaretta was like, message! I was like, I don't think that's how that works.
They would just respond like, we'll meet at the canyon. And then they would grab Rafa and start running.
I'm assuming we're going to get to the canyon first, though.
Yeah. Young and Alvaretta are following, just on instinct. Alvaretta, I don't even think, made it into the house before Aust went out the other way. So it was just like a little pivot turn. Aust, you're going to get back a message from your dad. Give me an inside check.
Okay.
Inside your dad.
Inside your dad. In your head.
27.
Oh damn. Way better than that natural one you rolled last time.
That's my dad. My dad would never lie to me. My dad always tells me the truth. That's my dad. I think you don't understand that that is my father. I loved that so much. That was so funny.
So you are going to get back and it's going to sound calm and especially calmer than the last message. And it's just your dad's voice and your dad is going to go, okay, don't come. Stay away from Canyon. I'll find him. Keep town calm.
What? That makes absolutely no sense. The town can string Dean Faust up for all I care. I'm finding Telder. Where are you? Oh, what does that insight check get me, though?
So you can kind of tell just from years of messaging back and forth between your dad when it is a matter of, like, and just how the nature of the spell works. Like, you know he hears it instantly. So the time in between when you send that message and when, like, he eventually answers you is too long for your liking. He's hesitating. And he's choosing his words carefully. And he's just going to be like, I'm looking for Telder. Don't come. You'll get hurt. Town needs the faith right now.
Insight.
Roll me insight.
That's a nat 20.
That's not a 20.
That's a 28 total, technically, but yeah, a nat 20.
Amazing.
Your dad is speaking in the same manner to you that an adult speaks to when a little kid is, like, pushing questions too far. When you can tell that an adult either doesn't want to give you the full explanation for something, or it just doesn't want to deal with the energy that you're bringing.
Do I get the sense he's lying to me?
Not in the sense that he's lying. He's trying to push your dedication to the people in the way that he wants you to act. He's giving you a direction.
This hurts. Skids to a halt for a moment. And she's kind of like looking between the canyon and town square. I like to imagine she's kind of like in a position to see both a little bit. And very much so, just the picture of indecision. She's like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Oz sends a message to Gabe. How bad was it in town?
It was bad, but I sort of liked it. They're pretty upset. But I think the best way to make them not upset is to get the kids back.
Oz sends a message to Dean Faust. Dean? You better grow a goddamn spine right this fucking moment and yell louder than anyone else in town square and tell them, I am about to find their fucking kids. You need to hold down the fort while I do my job, alright? For once in your life, succeed at something without Dad's help.
Bitch.
Give me persuasion or intimidation with advantage, whatever's higher.
Okay, well, you know, the first roll I got was a 19, so that's looking pretty good. That's a +3 to that, so it's a 22.
You are gonna get back from Dean in, like, the most, like, yes, sergeant tone that he could possibly muster and be like, will do, Mr. Shea. Go get him. Try not to get hung at the stake.
I got no time to question that. He's just gonna hear good back. And back to sprinting towards the canyon.
All right, we're gonna end the episode there.